What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. Joshua Jenkins is a 15-year-old who killed his entire family, except for the dog.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
What, like you have a better idea for a clever musical sound-up? Like, how much is that doggy in the window, perhaps? Or you ain't nothing but a hound dog? You're barking up the wrong tree. Anyhow, back to the crime. On February 2nd, 1996, 15-year-old Joshua Jenkins' family picked him up from school in Las Vegas and drove him to his grandparents' condo in San Diego to spend the weekend. There, an argument with his mother took place, at which point he bludgeoned his parents and grandparents to death with a hammer. I'm not sure how, but apparently his 10-year-old sister was unaware of the murders, and the next morning he took her to buy an axe, brought her back to the condo, and then killed her with it. The only thing that survived this massacre was Joshua's grandparents' dog. When police showed up, the condo looked like a dog's breakfast. Yeah, I went there. My bark is worse than my bite. Joshua then torched his grandparents' condo and, like a dog in heat, sped away in the family's Mercedes. He was arrested the next morning after being recognized from the description in the local paper. When police arrested him, Joshua had his grandparents' white poodle with him.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Joshua's lawyers put on a dog and pony show that Joshua was insane, but the jury just didn't buy it. Joshua was sentenced to 112 years to life. And in case you were wondering, that's 16 in dog years. You know, this is such a horrible crime, but the one thing that I keep thinking about is why did Joshua save the dog? Perhaps he was a pet lover. So I wrote to him. Hello, Joshua. I hope you're okay with me writing you a letter. I'm wondering what your poodle's name was and if you are a pet lover. I look forward to hearing back. And guess what? Joshua Jenkins wrote me back. Hello, Marshall. How are you doing? I just got your letter from the mail. My dog's name was Maxwell, but we would call him Max. He was a Bichon Frise, a French name. They're half Bichon and half Springer Spaniel. He was a really good dog, very mellow. He didn't like to play fetch and he hated going into the water, which is funny because Bichon Frise were bred for hunting in water. We got him when he was a little puppy. The reason he looked like a poodle is that he stayed with my grandparents and they took him to the dog groomers and they gave him a poodle haircut. My cousins had a female Bichon Frise, and she was not mellow. She was hyper. She would jump all over you and play fetch. I love dogs. I also love birds. I just had a female house sparrow and two blackbirds here. I had the sparrow for 3 years, and I found a female baby blackbird that was ill. So I brought her in, and I fed her and taught her to drink on her own, but she only lived for 5 months. Then I caught a male blackbird that I had for 6 months. He was a grumpy bird. One day, he was sitting on my shoulder and I turned my head to look at him and he pecked me right in the eye. Do you have any other kinds of pets? Do you live in a forested area? Okay, I just got yelled at by a guard because I climbed up 12 feet to look at and pet two baby birds in a nest. I hope all is well with you. Take care. Josh. Sometimes crimes like this remind you it truly is a dog-eat-dog world out there. But this letter, well, it was for the birds. Well, it's time to sell a break. The end of another episode of Prison Sentences. Keep listening every week as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.